Okay, an article published in the Medical Journal of Australia asks, should disadvantaged Australians have fewer children? The author of this is Peter Jones, the Dean of Medicine at Bond University. He joins me on Perth Live. G'day, Peter.
G'day.
Thanks for your time this afternoon. It's an interesting question to pose. What has your research led to you to ask this question, Peter?
Look, it's important that that question is but of a number of conclusions I've come to after doing some research into the issue of the numbers of children who are in out-of-home care in Australia. I think the most striking thing about this particular problem is just how much of an epidemic we've had of placing children in out-of-home care. We've seen a tripling in the number of children in out-of-home care in Australia over the last 18 years.
Okay, because the statistics I read here, it was 14,000 and now we have almost 44,000.
That's correct. So that's more than triple.
Okay. So what are you seeing that we need to do here? What sort of policies should we be looking at?
Well, first of all, we should, as a community, demand that there should at least be some sort of target that we're aiming for. At this stage, the only part of the policy is there's an acceptance of the status quo, which is that year on year, the number of children needing care is going to increase. And all of our current policies seem to be directed towards looking for more support for foster carers and more support for kids who are in the system instead of addressing the fundamental question is how did they get in foster care in the first place and what are we doing about supporting vulnerable families? Most of the child welfare system in this country looks at investments made for children in child protection instead of strengthening the families of those that are vulnerable. And in many ways, if you look at ways of how we're going to address the issue of children in foster care, you've got to be thinking about things about how do we reduce the number of children growing up in poverty in Australia.
And how do we do that? Do we try and offer some sort of an incentive to disadvantaged families to say, okay, how do you go about telling people you can or you can't have so many children?
We don't have to tell them how many children that they're going to have, but the tools that we have as a society are what size family should we be encouraging people to have? And so that means we should have the most amount of support for people when they have their first child. And really, if the average number of children had by people in Australia is two or less for 90% of mothers, why are we having an uncapped level of support provided in the terms of government support or welfare that's paid to disadvantaged families? Why is that amount of support uncapped? Wouldn't that be better if we wound up saying, hey, let's set some limits around this?
Okay. It is an interesting question you posed, Peter, and I really appreciate your time on Perth Live this afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Peter Jones there, the Dean of Medicine at Bond University. What do you think? 9221882.